have to face it alone. We match you or your loved one with the perfect live-in companion. Someone who'll provide company, a helping hand around the home, and peace of mind overnight. The Home Chair helps you remain living in the home you love, reducing the need to move to a nursing home, and costs less than €250 per month. See thehomeshare.ie. Together, helping each other.
City Tiles and Bathrooms Sale of the Century is now on. Get that dream bathroom look you've always wanted with up to 75% off our luxury tile and bathroom ranges, including Burlington, Crosswater and Groa. Sale of the Century now on at City Tiles and Bathrooms, Ireland's largest tile and bathroom superstores, located in Cork, Limerick and Dublin.
It's almost 4 o'clock.
Online shopping returns made easy with Unpost. Choose home collection or post office drop-off. T&Cs apply. Unpost, for your world.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
At four, I'm Daniel Pitcher. Good afternoon. It's emerged a security hut at government buildings has cost over €1.4 million to build. The revelation was made at an Oireachtas Finance Committee this afternoon, where the OPW was facing questions about the €336,000 bike shed at Leinster House. The chair of the OPW says he accepts the shelter was very expensive, but does not believe it was a waste of taxpayers' money. John Conlon has also been defending the new cost of a security hut at the entrance of government buildings.
That followed an extensive review of security in this campus by the Garda Síochána Technical Advisory Group. And whilst it looks like and is a fairly significant cost, there are very significant mechanical, electrical and security system costs in that. There was also a significant cost to provide a temporary structure while that building was taking place. So there is a huge security element to this project.
Homeless charities are calling for the creation of a junior ministry to combat the homelessness crisis. The Simon Communities of Ireland is suggesting a three-pillar approach to tackle the problem, comprising of prevention, support and move-on options. A Minister of State would be appointed to liaise with various departments to ensure a unified approach. Simon Executive Director Wayne Stanley says someone is needed to spearhead the effort.
Coordinating body that's going to draw those strands together, work closely with the local authorities to make sure that the social homes are being allocated to people in long-term homelessness, and sort of drive the delivery of that. Obviously, that sits within the Department of Housing, it sits with the Minister, as it should. But we feel that the scale of the challenge on homelessness is such that we need a coordinating minister.
It's emerged not a single room at the new National Children's Hospital is finished. The new date for completion of the building is June of 2025, with concerns that timeline will also be missed. Members of the Hospital Development Board appeared before an Oireachtas committee today, where they accused the contractor BAM of not fulfilling contractual obligations. Project manager Phelan Devine says that they have found serious snag issues with the rooms.
These aren't scuffs of paint or scuffs on the floor. These are issues with incomplete works above ceiling, to do with the ventilation ductwork, to do with insulation, to do with labelling, to do with dust, to do with some fire issues in terms of fire sealing around doors. These are all compliance issues that are critically important.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio News.
Live.
Two-thirds of employers are planning salary increases for their workers next year. A survey by HR management firm Adair found that that's down from over 86% last year. Over half of organisations will pay bonuses this year, with almost 7 in 10 linked to staff performance. Sport is on the way.
You know all about Total Football. Fast, fluid, connected, game-changing. Now the LiveScore Bet app brings you the total betting experience. It's everything you love about LiveScore. Scores and stats play beautifully alongside odds, offers and a slick bet builder. Or switch your play with a choice of sports and games. Everything in one place. Less app hopping, more action. LiveScore Bet. Total betting.
Bet responsibly. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With the Plaza Group and Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Find us at a location near you. Visit supermax.ie.
Eric Ten Hag has set his Manchester United squad the target of winning the Europa League. Winning the competition is one of the routes to qualification for next season's Champions League, and United start their campaign at home against the Dutchman's former club FC Twente. two of the last three names are in the hat for the Europa or for the Carabao Cup last 16 draw to be decided tonight. Caoimhín Kelleher is set to start in goal for Liverpool, who entertain West Ham at 8. League One side Bolton go to Arsenal for a 7:45 start. Boxing has managed to secure just €900,000 in the latest round of sports capital grants. The amount been given to Ireland's most successful European sport is overshadowed by the €96 million secured by GAA clubs.
Ireland's traffic with Western Motors, your Volkswagen electric vehicle experts for counties Galway and Louth. See Volkswagen Galway.ie or VolkswagenLouth.ie to learn more about e-mobility.
In Cork, there's reports of a collision in Ballyhooly on the N72 from Moy Road, while the Glanmire Road outbound has delays between the Grotto and the Gaelscoil. In Limerick, Dock Road inbound is busy between Courtbrack Avenue and Shannon Bridge roundabout, while University Road in Galway onto the Headford Road northbound is busy from the Newcastle Road junction to Quincentennial Bridge. There's southbound delays on the M50, the usual delays between Dundrum and Lucan. Strand Road is packed from the Martello Tower in Irish Town. There's quite a queue continuing then on to Seanmore Road to the Keys.
Ireland's weather
with McCarthy Insurance Group, for better value home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
We're expecting showers for the rest of the afternoon, and it's going to stay pretty cloudy and dull with top temperatures of up to 14 degrees. You're up to date to the home of Kim Wilde's Amazing 80s show, Monday to Thursdays from 6 on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, kicking off another hour on Ireland's home of the 80s and 90s.
With Damien Farrelly.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Silver screen and all it said goodbye.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend, I know you're not a fool. You should have known better than to cheat a friend and waste the chance that I'd been given. So I'm never gonna dance again.
Yeah.
Classic hits every time.
That's why we're called Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Easy now, Classic Hits Radio.
So basically, we have Colm and Lucy in the morning for the crack.
Working from 6 o'clock every morning, so I love listening to Colm and Lucy.
They're like an old married couple. And I know they're not married to each other, but they might as well be, you know.
The home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Classic Hits Radio.
Today's top trending stories.
Yeah, a few bits and pieces going on this Wednesday afternoon in trending. It's emerged that the security shelter now adjacent to the Department of Finance has cost more than 1.4 million euro. Yeah. So the chairman of the OPW, John Connor, revealed the figure at the Oireachtas Finance Committee today, where he had been answering questions on the cost of the contentious bike shelter. So the bike shelter cost 336,000 to do that. So now it's emerged that the security shelter adjacent to the Department of Finance cost 1.4 million. So more explaining to do on that. Also today, Philip Schofield in news because he's reported to be making a comeback to TV Channel 5. In a special, 16 months after resigning from ITV, The Sun Online today saying the 62-year-old has filmed a show called Castaway, which follows a celebrity marooned on a desert island for 10 days. Also today, Inchicore in Dublin. Do you live there? Well, it's been named on the world's coolest neighbourhoods. No, not just Ireland. The world's coolest neighbourhoods. Inchicore, yeah. Time Out magazine has ranked it 25th in its list of 38, okay? So the article recommends visiting Richmond Barracks, Rigger's Cafe, and is it Tacos Lupulo for food? Ooh, sounds nice. But Time Out says Inchicore has a selection of great old man pubs in Inchicore. So maybe you're a local and you know a few of the pubs there. Those types of pubs are great, aren't they? Anybody listening right now, ever been to a pub called Oney Trainers in Old Castle in County Meath? Let me explain it to you. So you go in the door, right, of this pub, Oney Trainers, and you come across a shop. So you can go to the counter and you can get, I don't know, anything at all. A few slices of corned beef, you know, a bottle of Domestos, loaf of bread, I don't know, sellotape, that type of shop. So you keep going, you get your few little messages, and you keep going in the door, right, come across a fabulous bar and lounge with the best pints and trad music. It's a great spot. Check it out. Oney Trainers in Oldcastle. Those pipes of pubs are brilliant. Finally today, less than a third of children are able to name a courgette or a beetroot. They don't know the names of these things. That's because half the country is eating what? That's right, pasta or chicken nuggets. So a survey of more than 1,000 7 to 11 year olds found the most easily recognised fruit and veg were strawberries and carrots. Yeah, the old favourites. So courgettes, squash and beetroot could only be identified by less than a third of children. It's the way the world is going. That's some trending stories this afternoon here at Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Now we're all off to Oney Trainers to buy a few courgettes and beetroot.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once I never could have hoped to win. You're starting down the road, leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without.
Home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ah. that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best of you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts and loves, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it hurts instead. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you. Hurts instead. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I think I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it hurts instead.
Adele and Someone Like You from Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. We are home of the 80s and 90s. It's Damien Farrelly in the afternoon. And a cold, kind of a damp afternoon and evening in many parts of the country. A safe journey if you are on the roads this evening. Great to have you with us now. But in Galway, I want to tell you, northbound traffic there on College Road and Well Park Road, very slow from Yates College to the Ballyban Road Junction this evening. University Road eastbound, quite heavy heading on to Headford Road. And Cork reports of a collision coming into us here. It's Ballyhooly on the N72 from Moy Road near the Millvale Junction there. It's a busy place. Glanmire Road outbound is a delay between the Grotto and the Grail Skull this evening too, and traffic coming to a stop on the Kinsale Road northbound approaching the Grange turn off there. In Kildare, debris M4 westbound between Maynooth and Kilcock as we speak, so careful now there. And a northbound delay in Dublin, the M50 between Dundrum and Lucan. Southbound side, how is it? Well, it's busy from the M1 interchange up to Junction 5, which is Finglas there. The R139, busy, westbound from Craig Kieran, JA pitches to the M1 M50 interchange. And an inbound queue on the N7 between Kingswood and the M50 as well. The Stradorgan Road, the Long Mile Road, Clonskea Road and the Dundrum one, all quite heavy this evening too. The Corps on the way, 1-2 for the class of 86. And a chance to win $8,000 coming up.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Coming up on the show, all you need to know about your finances, your health. We've got a load of celebrity chats and much more. I'll chat to you Saturday morning from 7 till 10.
Something for the weekend with Trina Mara.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
And now, taking to the Milano stage, on the sax, our star since day one, the American Hot. We've got Padana on drums. Bring on the basil. It's the margarita. Don't miss out. Catch your favourites for less this September. Buy one classic pizza and get a second for just €1. All day, every day. Milano, let there be flair. From 5th to the 26th of September 2024. Dine in only. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Kevin Bloody Wilson Live, one of Australia's most loved comedians and songwriters, brings his new show across Ireland this October. Thursday 17th, Leisureland Galway. Friday 18th, UCH Limerick. And Sunday, October 20th, 3 Olympia Dublin. Don't miss the man, Billy Connolly, described as the world's funniest Australian, Kevin Bloody Wilson. Tickets from €32 on sale now. Service charge will apply.
We're getting into the Halloween spirit at Woody's with spectacular savings for your haunted homes and gardens. Get monster savings on all Halloween decorations and lights, now half price. But hurry, get them before they get you. Shop in-store, online or click and collect. Woodies, we're all homemakers. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
From Limerick to London, Newbridge to New York, or Stonybatter to Sydney, wherever you are and whenever you're jetting off, get global travel money at your local post office. Make your money matter more with 0% commission on cash and card. Search Onpost Travel Money or visit your local post office today. T's and C's apply. Onpost Money currency card is issued by PPS EUSA pursuant to license by MasterCard International. PPS EUSA is authorised by the National Bank of Belgium and is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland for conduct of business rules. Onpost is authorised by the Minister for Finance to provide foreign currency cash.
It's the mattress sale at Easy Living Furniture. With all mattresses reduced, gift yourself a better night's sleep with free delivery and disposal on all mattresses over £499 at Easy Living Furniture, Swords, Blanchardstown, Fonthill, Tala and Nace Road, Dublin.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, Easy Living has it all.
Easy Living Furniture, luxury furnishings, affordable luxury.
Where you work, who you work with, and how you feel on a Sunday night matters. For over a decade, Barden have been making Sunday nights feel better. Whether you're in finance or tech, admin or analytics, law or life sciences, your future is too important to leave to chance. Barden. Recruitment, but better.
Living alone can feel lonely, especially as we get older. But with a home share, you don't have to face it alone. We match you or your loved one with the perfect live-in companion. Someone who'll provide company, a helping hand around the home, and peace of mind overnight. The home share helps you remain living in the home you love, reducing the need to move to a nursing home, and costs less than €250 per month. See thehomeshare.ie. Together, helping each other.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
With Damien Farrelly.
And Tesco. Tesco Express in Newmarket Yards now open.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
You made me love you out of feeling nothing. So-
got a smart speaker,
then staying connected to the home of the 80s and 90s couldn't be easier.
Play Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Off to Galway now. Olivia, how are you?
I'm good, Damien. How are you?
Oh, sure, all right. Are you out and about or what's happening? What's going on, Olivia?
I'm just out and about, all right, for work.
Okay, well, look, we have an awful lot of money here, just shy of €8,000. Do you want to have a listen to this clip?
Yeah.
Here we go, Olivia.
How many...
The answer is two.
Go for it. What do you think Lucy said to Colm?
How many times have you changed a tyre?
Oh, it's not that.
Oh, well, worth a try.
Of course it was. Thanks, Olivia.
Thanks a million. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Olivia, who is at work there in Galway this afternoon. Paddy is in Limerick. You there, Paddy? How are you?
How are you doing, Damien?
Oh, sure, all right. Will we play this game, will we?
We will.
How many...
The answer is two.
What do you think, Paddy?
Would it be how many mobile phones do you have?
Mobile phones? Oh, it's not, Paddy.
Oh, pity.
But thanks for trying.
No bother, I'll try again.
Do, absolutely. Thanks, Paddy.
No bother, Damien. Thanks a million.
Cheers, all the best. Paddy in Limerick there. Look, it's over to you. Play twice tomorrow morning from six with the guys themselves, Colm and Lucy, here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is a non-stop journey through your favourite ever classic hits.
And now, you can revisit even more musical memories as we invite you back to the future.
Where we're going, we don't need headphones.
Jump on board each day as we aim our DeLorean at a different classic year. But where will the memories take you?
Back to the Future. Play along with Ruth Scott, Sunday evenings from 6.
And with Trina and Damien right through the week.
The kids are going to love it.
Only on the home of the 80s and 90s, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I don't care. Ever considered what a farmer, a retailer, and an ice cream van owner have in common? They all rely on this planet. Every business does. That's why AIB is here to help. Our Green Living Hub has the practical knowledge and support businesses need to become more sustainable. Search AIB Green Business to find out more. AIB, for the life you're after. Allied Irish Banks PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Do you own an XL Bully? If so, it's important to know that ownership laws are changing. From October the 1st, it's illegal to import, breed, sell, or rehome an XL Bully. If you own one, you can apply for a certificate of exemption from your local authority between October the 1st, 2024 and February the 1st, 2025, which allows you to keep your dog until the end of its natural life. Find out more at gov.ie/XL Bully. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
Go full family dinners on Lidl Plus. Mix and match any three fresh meats for €9. Monday's perfect for some fresh Irish chicken. There's Irish pork and beef to get everyone excited for midweek meals. Then serve up turkey and fish for the tastiest of weekends. That's the week's meal sorted. Scan the Lidl Plus app and go full Lidl today.
To get the most out of life, you have to give it your best. Best effort, best attitude, best nutrition. That's why Revive Active created a range of super supplements suitable for the whole family, from ages 4 and up. Packed full of active ingredients in one powerful, easily absorbed daily sachet. Start your day with Ireland's number one vitamin and dietary supplement, Revive Active. Find out more at your local health food store, pharmacy, or at reviveactive.com. Revive Active. There's one for everyone.
And now, taking to the Milano stage, on the sax, our star since day one, the American Hot. We've got Padana on drums. Bring on the basil. It's the margarita. Don't miss out. Catch your favourites for less this September. Buy one classic pizza and get a second for just €1. All day, every day. Milano, let there be flair. From 5th to the 26th of September 2024. Dine in only. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Want to support breast cancer research and have a chance of winning a BMW X2 for just €20? Then enter our raffle in aid of the National Breast Cancer Research Institute. The draw takes place at Race in Pink, part of the Galway Races Winter Festival, on Sunday the 27th of October. Get your tickets now at winabmw.ie.
Are you a nurse or a nurse manager looking for new opportunities and career progression? Bonsecours Hospital Cork have positions available in specialities such as theatre, cardiothoracic and oncology, along with other career opportunities. Come and join us at our Nurse Recruitment Open Day on Saturday the 28th of September from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meet the team and tour our state-of-the-art new facilities. See bonsecours.ie for more information. Advanced medicine, exceptional care.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
With Damien Farrelly and Tesco, celebrating over 100 product nominations at the 2024 Blas na Héireann Awards.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
To choose on the home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Turning every turn.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, home of the 80s and 90s, with Damien Farrelly in the afternoon. Berlin and Take My Breath Away. In the next hour, Bonnie Tyler, Peter Cetera, and a real gem to get us going on the way home this evening. Footloose, Kenny Loggins, on the way in a couple of moments too. Plus a chance for you to win a €200 voucher for Skechers. I'll tell you more after news, sport and traffic at 5.
This September, Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is thrilled to be a part of Irish Music Month, celebrating and supporting the homegrown talent who soundtrack our parties and our road trips and make every day sound better. So we're asking you to get behind the celebration by choosing to buy albums, gig tickets, t-shirts and music merch direct from your favourite Irish artists. Let's support Irish music by buying Irish. Irish Music Month, Irish Radio supporting Irish artists with the IBI and Hot Press, supported by Commission Amman Sound and Vision Scheme, funded by the television licence fee.
David Gray, past and present tour. Performing hits from across his catalogue, as well as songs from his new album, Dear Life. Three Arena, Dublin. Due to demand, an extra date added on Friday, May 2nd. David Gray, live in concert. Tickets from 51.20 to 72.70 on sale now. Service charge will apply.
Cadatoi Geshlesh Angeligar Kirklach a Yifrintu. Shetoi Geshlesh or Rudia Huinolin Newsaj Erfana Trevsha is Fuja is Fager. Three either Yeshu Agasa Ahusaj. Three either Horant Agasa Walartu. Tá Barta on Yenaveg on Realtis con Shingaleir a Spraga. Lakalesh on Marktol Kirklach. Gerer Mara Asmuinamij a Orunamij a Oyenamij. Tá sé an am don Warachtal Chiorclach. Fáidh tíle fáisnéise ag gov.ie/circular economy. Tionscanov de cuid rialtas na hÉireann.
New this week in Home Store and More. All bar stools and chairs are all half price. But better hurry, because when all our half price bar stools and chairs are gone, they're gone. Also, all mattress toppers are still all half price. But better hurry, because when all our half price mattress toppers are gone, they're definitely gone. Drop by your local Home Store and More. Visit us online at homestoreandmore.ie. Home Store and More. A happy home.
Shannon Ferry Group introduces its winter schedule commencing Tuesday, October 1st. With scheduled sailings from Calimer, County Clare, every hour on the hour from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and from Tarbert, County Kerry, every hour on the half hour from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday sailings commence 2 hours later. Save time, see more, spend less. Buy online and save at shannonferries.com. Shannon Ferries, bridging the best of Ireland's West.
The average attention span of a human is 6 seconds. 123inc.ie dispatch all your office supplies same day, so you can buy local and still... Oh look, a squirrel!
123inc.ie.
If you're going boating or angling, make sure to wear a life jacket. Make sure it is properly serviced. Make sure it has a crotch strap and that it is correctly fastened. This is Water Safety Ireland. Better safe than sorry. For advice, visit watersafety.ie. Supported by the Government of Ireland.
It's almost 5 o'clock.
Unpost are hiring seasonal operatives. Apply now at unpost.com/careers.
Across Ireland.
Across Ireland.
On FM.
Digital.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 5 o'clock. Good evening, I'm Daniel Pitcher. The Taoiseach says the situation facing the Irish Defence Forces in Lebanon is very dangerous, but there are no plans to withdraw them. However, Simon Harris has urged any Irish citizens in Lebanon to leave immediately. The region has seen a bombardment of Israeli airstrikes this week, with 51 more people killed there today, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. Taoiseach Simon Harris says Irish troops in South Lebanon were well prepared.
The escalation in Lebanon is extremely concerning. It's made what was already a dangerous situation much more dangerous. I am satisfied, though, from the assessment from our own defence forces, from UNIFIL and from the United Nations Secretary General, that the mission can continue. And of course, there are measures in place to keep troops safe.
There are fresh concerns about the completion date of the National Children's Hospital. The Development Board has admitted it's not confident the June 2025 deadline and has accused the contractors BAM of failing to deliver on its commitments. An Oireachtas Health Committee heard not a single room in the new hospital is up to standard yet. Senator Martin Conway says the story is unbelievable.
It's the biggest capital
commitment that the Irish taxpayer has made in its history, or certainly recent history. It's still mind-blowing to think that there's no room yet that's up to standard that can be handed over. It's very worrying.
Well, BAM rejects what it calls misleading, ill-informed and incorrect allegations levelled against it by the Hospital Development Board. In a statement this evening, BAM says that it has serious questions over the current board's ability to manage the project and to account fairly and truthfully for what's happening. BAM also says the board's current position is actively underfunding the project and starving the Irish supply chain of the money that it is fairly due.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio News.
Live.
The OPW Minister says Cork County Council is engaging with the local community in Rathcormac on flood mitigation works. In the wake of Storm Babbitt, locals were left heartbroken after their village flooded twice in a week. Several premises on the town's main street and nearby housing estates were left underwater last October. OPW Minister Kieran O'Donnell says he's committed to progressing with flood relief works to help people feel secure in their homes.
I understand that Cork County Council is actively engaging with the Rathcormac local community to progress a number of flood mitigation works. It's also expecting to submit to the operator in the coming weeks an application funding for the mitigation measures of Mount Gailey. I know from being down there how difficult it has been for the people throughout all the areas, and I hope that the end.